The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Nigel Farage, meanwhile, has said he has done no wrongdoing after the murders. He did not declare benefits provided by an ally once convicted of fraud in the US. For more on this, we're joined by LBC's Sheila Fogarty. Sheila, thanks indeed for talking to us. Some suggestions in the UK media today that Nigel Farage's position as leader of Reform could be under threat, such is the pressure he's under. Tell us more.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far just yet, as in, you know, it's not like a critical mass moment, I don't think. However, I think it's fair to say since Makerfield, the shine has started to come off a little since the £5 million gift slash donation from Christopher Harborne, the crypto billionaire who doesn't live in Britain, came into view, the shine wore off a little bit more. And now these revelations over the weekend that he's been taking money, some of it declared under parliamentary rules, but other things not declared under parliamentary rules. It's all starting to come one thing after another. And for that reason, I think the pressure is mounting, at the very least, for him to stop complaining about being scrutinised and face up to the fact that if you want power, that's what comes with the territory.
Tell us about this person that he has reportedly taken the money from.
Well, George Cottrell, he's really young, in fact. He first came on my radar, gosh, probably pre-pandemic. And I remember thinking, who is this teenager that keeps hanging around with Nigel Farage? That's what he looked like anyway. And it turns out he's been living in the States for years. He's since been jailed in the States for wire fraud, to do with financial irregularity, and as well as individual donations of £9,000 and £15,000. He's given to Nigel Farage for flights, one to Belgium, one within in the United States. Again, both of those have been declared to Parliament by Nigel Farage, those two sums. It was revealed over the weekend by the Sunday Times journalist Gabriel Pogran that he'd also, George Cottrell, that is, this young man, he has also been allowing Nigel Farage to use his house in London when he needs it and supporting him with social media, his social media profile, I guess, as well. Now, that was the bare bones of what was revealed in the Sunday Times. But it does look to contravene the parliamentary rules here in the UK, which mean that from the moment you become an MP, every exchange in a way that you had for the previous 12 months is supposed to be declared. And whether or not Nigel Farage just thought particular elements didn't need to be declared is actually neither here nor there, because when you remember when Keir Starmer and his wife were found to have received money for clothing and spectacles and things like that, a part of that was to do with, I think if I'm not mistaken, the overall sum of that was about 30 grand, 35 grand, but £5,000 of it hadn't been declared in the early phase of declaration. And that turned out to be money for his wife and clothes. And again, seems like small fry in comparison with £5 million donations from crypto billionaires. But it was still deemed to be a very bad mistake politically for Keir Starmer at the time, because it was one. And I just think this falls into similar categories, just like you don't get to decide what needs to be declared and what doesn't. The rules do. You know?
Okay. Just before we let you go on a different topic, Prince Harry saying he was going to be staying in Buckingham Palace, Buckingham Palace saying he's not going to be staying in Buckingham Palace. What is going on?
Do you know, I was tempted to find a contact for Prince Harry myself and say he could stay with me in London if he needs to.
You have a spare room.
The poor boy has nowhere to go. But anyway, you know, it's a farce, isn't it, really? I mean, apart from anything else, the royal family has private residences as well as the stuff that comes with the Crown estate, like Buckingham Palace and many other places that they could put him up for the night. I don't know what this is about, if I'm honest. I think there's shades of Charles and Diana going on here, where the two are estranged, separated, but permanently interlocked and interwoven because of family, but because of their royal status and the cameras constantly being on them, it's all blown up into this farrago. But there's also just some fact, isn't there? The fact that he did spill a few beans, Harry, and I suspect that several members of the family, not least his brother William, who is still enraged about what he did, would just be afraid to open their mouths in his presence. For fear of it ending up on Oprah Winfrey's show.
Okay, from Farage to Farrago, LBC's yeah. Sheila Fogarty, thank you indeed for talking to us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.